you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Are you a pre-trained early childhood teacher looking to pursue tertiary level studies? Do you lack the formal qualifications necessary for acceptance to a college or university? Well, the Ministry of Education has created a solution for you in the form of an associate degree in early childhood education. The associate degree, introduced by the ministry in September 2014, was designed by the Joint Board of Teacher Education, JBTE, and aims to improve the competencies of instructors in delivering material to their young pupils. We hear more about the associate degree in early childhood education on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. A large number of teachers working at the early childhood level have obtained some training in the area through workshops or vocational studies, but lack the comprehensive knowledge base provided to practitioners at the tertiary level. Many of these teachers, though inclined, are unable to access tertiary training because they lack the qualifications to matriculate to a university or college. With this in mind, the Ministry of Education collaborated with the Joint Board of Teacher Education, JBTE, to introduce a course which will help teachers in this category to bridge the qualifications gap. It is also open to school leavers with Caribbean Examination Council CXC qualifications who are interested in pursuing a career in early childhood education.
We expect that it will become an established part of the whole training system. So we would have the vocational level, the associate degree level, and the bachelor's level. The associate degree level is also an access point into the bachelor's if all the other requirements are met.
Chairman of the Joint Board of Teacher Education, Dr. Rose Davies. The JBTE is providing oversight for the associate degree program, which is being offered by the College of Agriculture, Science and Education, CASE, in Portland, and the Church Teachers College in Manchester. Schools in the corporate area that offer the program include Excelsior Community College, Shortwood Teachers College, and St. Joseph Teachers College. The full-time associate's degree can be completed in about 2 years and 3 years part-time.
The program itself, it's 70 credits. For the associate degree, it includes 21 courses over the period of time, 10 of which are specialization courses, meaning this is specific to early childhood education and development. And it covers children with special needs, the specific curriculum for children, policies at the early childhood level, the arts, how you teach at early childhood level, all of that. The professional courses where they have to learn other things like how you make use of information technology to enhance your teaching, how you work with parents, just learning about yourself as a teacher, child growth and development.
Students will also be required to complete several scholastic and general education courses geared towards strengthening their academic background and personal development. The course is currently in its pilot phase, and the JBTE is preparing to submit the course for full accreditation from the University Council of Jamaica.
We are now in discussions with the University Council of Jamaica, UCJ. We have given them all our documents, or we are about to give them the full package of documents for them to start doing their assessment and so on. So we are in discussions with them because we expect to get accreditation through UCJ.
Chairman of the Joint Board of Teacher Education, Dr. Rose Davies. For further information on the associate's degree, contact the Joint Board of Teacher Education at 927-1180. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.